Hezekiah's tragic pride. But pride and vanity took possession of Hezekiah's heart. In self-exaltation the king showed them his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, the precious oil, his whole armory, all that was found in his storehouses. There was nothing in his house or in all his realm that Hezekiah did not show them, RSV. He did not stop to consider that these men of a powerful nation had not the love of God in their hearts and that it was imprudent to show them the temporal riches of the nation. The visit of the ambassadors was a test of Hezekiah's gratitude and devotion. And so in the matter of the envoys of the princes of Babylon, who had been sent to him to inquire about the sign that had been done in the land, God left him to himself, in order to try him and to know all that was in his heart, RSV. Had Hezekiah borne witness to the goodness, the compassion of God, the report of the ambassadors would have been as light-piercing darkness. But he magnified himself above the Lord of hosts, for his heart was lifted up. How disastrous the results! To Isaiah it was revealed that the king of Babylon and his counselors would plan to enrich their own country with the treasures of Jerusalem. Hezekiah had grievously sinned. Therefore there was wrath upon him, and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is in mine house have they seen, there is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Then Isaiah said, Behold, the days come, that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day, shall be carried to Babylon, nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Filled with remorse, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. But the evil seed sown was to yield a harvest of woe. His faith was to be severely tried, and he was to learn that only by putting his trust fully in Jehovah could he triumph over the powers plotting his ruin and the destruction of his people.